This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
That's a goal of mine. Why not strive and shoot for the moon? And that, you know, that's one of the things. And I want to be that, you know, that guy to be able to do it. I want to be that guy to be able to go out there and, you know, have success as Bears QB and be successful when I'm out there playing and, you know, with this team. And, you know, that's the, you know, one of the biggest parts is being able to keep us on the field, which is, you know, taking my completions. Yeah. And then, you know, getting the ball and delivering an accurate ball to my guys. And it doesn't matter if it's a deep shot, intermediate or short game, delivering a nice accurate ball. So that, you know, the playmakers that we've drafted, gotten free agent or whatever case may be, can go make plays.
That's your quarterback, Caleb Williams, August 5th on the NFL Network. So obviously before the season started, talking about some of his goals and big numbers. As we welcome you back into Raheemy Harris and Grody, Gabe Ramirez is here.
Yo.
Subsequently, it is a G&G show. That is what is happening here today. 312-644-6767 if you want to play along with us. Caleb Williams, Gabe, needs 270 yards to top 4,000. He would become the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears franchise history, and it would also mean that every franchise will have had a 4,000-yard passer. That's right. The Bears are the only franchise.
We back, baby.
Not at one of those. And I think this is a big deal, too. It's definitely not as pop culture as needing the 4,000 yards, but he also needs 103 yards to break Eric Kramer's 1995 single-season record for Chicago Bears quarterback.
Impressive because, you know, he's only had one 300-yard game throughout the entire season. And when you're thinking about 4,000-yard passers, you're thinking 350s throughout the season multiple times. And so for him to do it, I think the biggest contributor, right, is his health. When you look at, I think it was a couple games ago, two games ago, they put up a stat that Caleb Williams is already, like, the fourth on the list in Bears history for consecutive games played.
Pretty amazing.
As at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
And he's only been here 2 years. Crazy. And he's already number, I think he's like number three or four in terms of consecutive games
played. Consecutive games played by a Bears quarterback?
Yes.
Well, how much does just ineptitude factor into that?
Well, clearly those guys have it.
I mean, there's been some injury issues, but I mean, it has been aptitude issues. Not aptitude, but ability issues.
No, they call it an injury, you know, and then they get him out of the game. But I think Caleb, you know, being healthy, I mean, listen, when we're talking about the offensive line this year, like things that stand out this year, you cannot discredit Caleb Williams playing every single snap for this, or not every snap, but every game for this team. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields, shoulder issues. I'm not trying to throw him or his name in particular. I'm just talking about, you know, even Rex Grossman, guys like that. Like, guys have gotten injured throughout the season.
Totally.
Jay Cutler. But Caleb, to be as mobile as he is, under duress as often as he is, to remain scot-free, knock on the wood, is extremely impressive. And that's what's allowing him to get as close as he is, as he has been so far, to that 4,000-yard mark.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great point. You do have a durable quarterback.
And he's not taking sacks, Groats. Last two games, zero sacks. You know how many he had against the Lions the last time he played? Four. The largest number of the season. So this is a guy who's, you know, fixing things on the run. You see him getting rid of the ball quicker, dropping it off to DeAndre Swift so much faster against the Niners. He's doing things to keep himself upright, which I enjoy.
He was sacked on most plays last year. he was on the ground, actually, in some way, shape, or form last year. That's a great part of this, too, in terms of what we were talking about in the first segment, like things that have changed. That probably should have been a headliner, so I'm really glad that you brought that up. But my other question for you is, I know exactly how I feel about this. Talked about this on the podcast, but people may not have listened to the Take the North podcast yet. You should.
What?
It's up and running.
I did.
Right now. You did? Then you may already know how I feel about this, but how important is it to you that Caleb Williams gets to 4,000 yards and in the process would break the single season passing record? How important is that to you?
Low. I got to be honest. Okay. It's low. Because it's expected. The expectation for Caleb Williams when he got to Chicago was that he would eclipse that mark. That Roma Dunze would top the touchdown record and pass. Like, those two guys were supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So getting there, well, yeah.
No, I mean, how important is it to that they accomplish this, I guess is what I'd say. I know that he was expected to ultimately do it, but the franchise has never had.
Yeah.
Like, here's where I am with it. Like, I want it to happen, not at the cost of injury or anything silly like that. But the fact that the Bears have never had a 4,000-yard rusher, or excuse me, passer, is not just some bullet point. It's not just some thing that you throw out there frivolously. It's a big deal. And it's symbolic of the lack of quality quarterbacks that this franchise has had. It's been a punchline, part of the many Bears quarterback punchlines and jokes that exist. So I think that it is important, just in the name of maybe putting some of that away, but it really symbolizes that you're moving in a new direction for the franchise, a direction which until recently this franchise has pushed back on in the way that they build their team, and that is to have the quarterback rule the day.
We know that defenses dominate in Chicago, right? Your star players, at least here in Chicago for a Bears team, your stars are at linebacker position, you know, your cornerbacks, the Peanut Tillmans, the Mike Browns, the Brian Urlachers, the Lance Briggs. Very rarely are we talking about the difference makers on the offensive side of the ball. So to your point, you love to have a 4,000-yard passer, because then it shows you that the Bears are finally made it to the future.
It shuts something down. It really demolishes something, right?
Yes.
Like that, the lore of the Bears and the easy, low-hanging fruit areas where you could just be like, this franchise has never even had a 4,000-yard quarterback.
And it's cool because now you know the Bears can win in different ways. It's not just take away the ball, pound the rock, and, you know, beat you into submission. It can be Caleb Williams can put up 38 points against you. So you better put up 42, which is what the Niners did. But you have to – so it's a different style of football. And it also lets you know that you can play with the elites. You cannot have an elite team and no 4,000-yard passer, right? You need a top-tier quarterback under center that can get you 4,000. Even if he doesn't do it annually, you know that he's capable of it. And I think so I understand your point. I think for me – when it comes to, like, do I need him to do it? No, because he's going to do it eventually. Like, I know he's going to get there. I'm not worried about Caleb Williams getting to 4,000 yards. I would love to get it out the way. Let's just go ahead. I am definitely not part of the sick Caleb's in week 18.
He's playing.
Crew.
He'll play the whole game.
Yeah, as he should.
Yeah.
And he would want to, I'm sure, also.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm here for that. And I love the fact also him getting 4,000 yards, Grody, tells you that you do have your friend. Not that we didn't know that, right? But there's markers that you would like checked. And Caleb Williams, 4,000 yards is certainly one of them.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're all elated that he's going to hopefully get to that point. And then it just gets you excited for the future, because then you never have to talk about that ever again.
Right. There's a third date coming. There's a third date, and that's next year. That'd be year three. Like,
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, that's a great point, too, because that's part of this year, too. Even if the Bears hadn't been winning, I said at the very beginning of the year, the biggest thing about this season is do you have a quarterback that you will look at going into year three and say, yeah, that's probably
that's not
the
Ben's guy.
Yeah. I mean, I say, yeah, it certainly looks like the Bears have their quarterback of the future. We got into this yesterday because Marshall is so convinced that Caleb is the guy. He was thrown around 10 years. He's like, he'll be here for the next 10 years.
Yes.
And he was like, absolutely. So you're in that same camp. I'm a little more hesitant.
Caleb, like, how is Caleb going to get out of town?
What do you mean?
We're not going to let him go. Bears fans aren't going to let him hit the 94 and go to Indiana or go the opposite direction.
But I guess the bigger question is, like, you're that convinced about this quarterback that he's going to be, like, you're sold. Okay. This is all it has taken. The party's on.
We
he's
all
great.
Watch enough football. And if you can say confidently that Caleb Williams is a top 15 quarterback in the present, which you should be able to in the present right now, and you can also say that he's getting better. So he's already a top 15 quarterback and he's getting better. Sign me up for the next 10 years. Sign me up for fourth quarter comebacks. Sign me up for putting up points in the last 2 minutes of half.
Okay.
Sign me up for that.
Okay, so you right
for
now.
For zero sacks in the last two games.
Real question.
11 victories and a chance to have 12. Sign me up for that,
okay.
Grody.
Real question. If I gave you the power to, if I brought this piece of paper over here, and it's a contract, and it says Caleb Williams, 8-year contract, you'd say, yep, that's it. Because that's 10 years. That he will have been here.
Yeah,
so,
Caleb
so you
doesn't
say
strike
yes.
me. Caleb does not strike me as somebody that's going to take the money and then all of a sudden regress. So for me, it's like,
I don't, this is not even about the money. I'm not even thinking about that part of it.
Well, I'm trying to validate why I'm thinking that way. So for me, it's like, okay, I'm not worried about giving him money too soon, right? If you're asking me right now in his second year, am I giving him an 8-year extension? I'm not worried about him, feeling himself. He's already had a ton of money, right?
I agree with that.
So if I get a chance to lock you up and Caleb Williams wants to be here,
it's a
member
bargain.
Of Chicago, let's do it.
Yeah. You'd be like,
listen,
I want you see him right now. We're about to be in 2026.
Yeah.
What would that be? 20. That would be
2036.
20, thank you.
You're minus two. 34. Gotcha. 8 years. Gotcha.
So in 2034, you would sign the deal. You say, I am signing Caleb Williams now through. That's how comfortable I am with him. 2034. Ink that right now. You would do that because Marshall would.
Grody. Let me tell you something. I told my wife I was going to marry her the first day I met her.
Wow.
So when you talk about making commitments early,
okay,
I'm here for
your
dude.
Resume building.
I got three kids and I live in Oak Park now with this woman. All right, I know
this
when
woman.
When I know a good thing, I know a good thing when I see it. And let me tell you something, Caleb Williams, he's a good thing.
So your scouting of women in sports is the same. You put it in the
it's
same.
Just the eye test. My brain just gets it in and pumps out an equation.
Oh
so.
Man, I never thought of the eye test in the dating world, but that's where it
Hold
should
on, wait,
be.
Hold on, wait. Why do you hate Caleb Williams and why do you want to run him out of town?
Not that.
Why don't you want Caleb Williams? Why don't you want to resign Caleb Williams?
Because I'm older than you and I've been hurt more than you.
What
in,
did he
in
do
life?
To make you think that you that, don't want to give him 8 years?
Stop it.
So Caleb, hold on, time out. Yeah. Caleb Williams, let's say you're the GM of the Bears. You're Ryan Post. Caleb Williams Gibbs walks in here right now and he's like, hey, Grody, I was thinking, can I just get an 8-year contract? And you're like, huh, buddy, I don't know about that one. I'm not totally convinced on you yet.
What I would say to him is, where do you see yourself at 8 years, Caleb?
He's walking
Williams?
Right out after that.
Where do you see yourself? Tell me why.
Two Super Bowls deep, Grody.
Yeah,
that's
so
what he
why
sees
should I sign you for 8 years? But that's what it is. That's why
what
it
scares
stopped.
You about it?
Well, wait, no, eight years of anything is a long time.
Okay,
first
well,
of
what
all,
scares. Give me worst case scenario. With
well,
that.
Worst case scenario is what we have seen throughout this season is some of the inconsistencies with Caleb, except for the fourth quarter. Now, the last game against San Francisco, which you attended,
I was there. Bears.
He was good from late in the first quarter throughout the whole game, so that was good. Like I am not being ignorant to what I'm seeing in front of me, but there have been flaws along the way from the beginning of the game till the end of the game that I can't just look at and say, "Yep, he's the elite quarterback
the
Bears have been missing."
I got the question,
and I'll sign him through the year 2034. I at this moment, like the question shocked me, or the statement shocked me a little bit when Marshall made it, and now you're backing it up as well.
I guess the question for you then is the follow-up question is, if Caleb has another year next year, and let's say it's like this, 4,000 yards, 20 some touchdowns, 6 interceptions
with the inconsistencies in the first quarters,
just like this, just like this,
and they're winning
11 and 4, 12 and 4, whatever, 12 and 5, let's say that's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're not giving him a contract extension?
I
of course
might,
you are,
I might
Grody.
Put him in the car, in that car. I might put him in that Porsche 911.
You're so full of it.
No, well,
you're giving him an extension after that.
Wait.
Because you're not going to say
no. Because I would say I want one more year to see? You think I'm crazy? Like, I want to see 3 years of this before I give the franchise key and the key to the city to this guy after what we have seen with quarterbacks, with the Bears, and quarterbacks in general? Like, I think I'm entitled to 3 years of evaluation.
I hear that you're scorned and that you want to put a wall up. However,
that's really the part you're going to take from this, that I'm scorned and I want to put a wall up.
You said it yourself. You said you've had a lot more Bears than that you've...
That's part of it, but it's also what I said about the flaws that still exist with Caleb Williams. I'd like to see
I think quarterbacks in general are flawed. When you're looking at guys like Baker Mayfield, who obviously he got a huge contract and there's a tad bit of regression with him. When you're looking at Sam Darnold, how he performs in the playoffs, like no quarterback is perfect. So you want to get as close to that as possible. And so for me, when I'm thinking about the Bears as an organization, and if you're telling me I can have this guy as my quarterback and fill in the rest, then I think that, yeah, I'm giving them the money.
Okay, all right.
Are they going to eat you up by the text line, or are they going to eat me up?
I don't know. I'm curious. Honestly, like, I like it. Like, I want to hear more
this
from you.
This is a phone time conversation.
It is. I want to hear more from you. I want to hear more from Marshall about it. I do want to be convinced. You know what I mean? And you're right. There is a little bit of I've been hurt hesitation, but I think some of it is also logical, objectively, with any quarterback, that you don't just say, because we've seen really good things in the great things in the last 4 or 5 games with the throws that he has made. Are we prisoners of the moment when we are saying, yes, let's give this man a contract through 2034?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir.
heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.